today is Saturday, which is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. We'll be going there probably about a half an hour, I guess. And we could take probably about six rooms if you like. So if you want to have a room that you want to go into that you liked before, we can do that. And let's just bring in some energy here. We'll bring in some peace energy to the light beam. So we'll activate that first. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie dokie. So we'll see if Kathy's out there somewhere. You out there, Kathy, in cyberspace or somewhere?
Hi, Ron. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Saturday Night Live on the Lightship and Creation Lightship Healing. Today is Saturday, June 15th, 2013. And as Ron said, we're going to be going to the Lightship. That means the Creation Lightship, where a lot of healing takes place by the light beams. They are in different forms and sizes and manifestations. And as Ron mentioned too, we're going to go to different healing areas. So I've just posted in the chat room, Ron, for people to list their healing areas there, and I'll be taking them down as the show progresses because the fast chat goes quickly. Also, callers are welcome before and after the trip to the Lightship, please, but not during, so we can enjoy the trip without hearing beep beep. It's kind of a sacred time for us, and we're all going to be busy focusing on following Ron from the different healing areas. This show is called Saturday Night Live because we can only go there during the live broadcast with Ron as our escort, because he's the ambassador to the Creation Lightship. And the healings take place in the present moment, although we're bilocated out of time, and we would have to go with Ron in that instance. So if you're listening to an archive at this time, if it's not June 15th, 2013, then you can still enjoy listening to the trip to the Lightship and learn about the different light beings there and hear later what happens after we return. A lot of healing goes on. Some listeners do see the light beings even seconds before Ron announces them. And some people do feel the healing. Some people recall their conversations with the light beings. And then there's some people like me who don't see them, but definitely feel the energy and feel the peace. In fact, I was on the call today, Ron. It was the physical rejuvenation call, the Saturday call. That's the first one that starts for the month. And at first I did feel quite a lot of peace, but after that I had such a surge of energy, I had to get up and start getting things done. And I see here in the chat room that the fast chat people are typing that they felt a lot of energy, an enhanced state of well-being. They really enjoyed the silver water and the light being activated water. And I'm reading that it was such a great call, and then they really appreciated all the healings they got, and they really felt that they did get some healings, and that's why they're back tonight, so that they can feel that again and feel more the energy of the light beings. Some people said they saw the light beings. Kevin says he felt the light beings healing me today, and he said the silver water really works. Maybe we could talk about that for a minute, Ron. The silver water, you had it activated by some light beings, the seals, and some other ones. Can you tell us what the silver water can do for us, what Kevin was enjoying, perhaps?
Yeah, I can give you a sample of that if you like, everybody. So you don't need to get any water. I'll just bring the energy in for it. It'll last for about 10 minutes here. Here we go. One, two, three, four, wow, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okey-doke. So I just feel the energy there, and then we'll see how everybody is doing. It'll stop in about 10 minutes here. So back to you, Kathy. What it does is help your body integrate all of its energies that it has internally. Can do many, many things for you along with healing. So request a healing now, and we'll just see what happens. Back to you, Kathy.
Well, if what happened today happens now, then I'm going to have to leave the phone for a little while. That silver water really does work. Maybe I drank too much. I don't know. But it really tastes good, incidentally. For those of you who haven't yet experienced the light-activated water, you can really notice, if nothing else, you'll notice that it tastes sweeter or goes down easier or it's smoother. It just tastes better. Makes drinking water a whole new experience. And then besides that, it's doing some healing work on us from the inside. So it's really good to talk about, because this is something special that we're happy and privileged to be a part of. Won't find this anywhere else. And we want to heal. We want to heal these parts of our body. And the water is just the best thing. It's the best thing for us. And so this, Ron, is a very special, wonderful aspect of the Creation Lightship healing. So those of you, I see some people missed the healing water, but during the show today or during the teleconference today. But Ron always has an opportunity for us to regain what we missed. So those of us who registered and didn't get our 7 days of water activated because we were absentee or we just couldn't be with our water, Ron does offer a Wednesday afternoon teleconference, which is held on the Lightship 2. And he gets to the water activation right away. So have the water ready. You have to register for it, of course. Let them know you're going to be there through registration of PayPal. But this is a very important aspect of the healing, very healing. And the water is so beneficial for us. A lot of people just don't want to miss it. And when they do, they feel the difference. When they get it, then they know the difference. So it's just quite an amazing thing. So, okay, so thank you for that water feeling, silver water feeling sample, Ron, and maybe later we could have some water activated at the end of the show for other reasons, other purposes, if we remember to ask the listeners to get a glass of water or a bottle of water or something. So right now people are posting the different rooms that they want to visit, I see, and I'm going to write those down, Ron, for when you're ready to go. I do have some testimonials that came in to CLS questions that I'd like to share with you, Ron. They're for you. Here we go. The first one, I was feeling tired and drained after you, and you suggested that I try the energetic people cording release. You said 28 people were corded to me. And now I feel much better. So he thanks you.
That's
next,
great.
Next testimony. Someone said, someone was just saying that they felt the amber blood energy at work during the Creation Lightship visit today and wondered if that could be done again tonight. You could take us to the area of the amber light, I guess, the amber blood.
They only do that on the calls, on the conference calls.
Yeah, but during the lightship visit tonight.
Oh, you have to get on the conference calls to do that. We'll be doing it tomorrow again, though.
Okay, so JM, he'll be doing it tomorrow. Okay, and here's a question from Iron Man. Last week, I went to a concert and saw the same performer again and ended up sitting next to the same guest as I did 2 years ago. The odds of this happening is very small, as I can barely run into people I do know who are going to the same concerts. Can you explain how this was manifested?
All I could figure was that maybe the timelines kind of came together. Maybe on other timelines you enjoyed each other's company, so you decided to communicate with those timelines on the timeline to that person, and you happen to show up together to be sitting next to each other. That's how I would do that. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that is kind of a remarkable experience. Okay, Anonymous is asking another question this Anonymous's child loves white tigers, and I'm trying to summarize this kind of long. The writer realizes how I have a few pieces of clothing that were of the same pattern, white tiger. Wondering if her child's fixation stems from her clothes. And also wondering if, since she likes the white tigers, if the animal spirit jumped into her and her child.
I would say yes. So I would say very possibly yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. That could be with any kind of pattern or any kind of animal. This just happens to be white tigers.
Yeah, that's what happens. The people who have the empathy or compassion, the love for something like that, that's how they can come into you. So that's what happens.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. A couple of other questions. This is a general one from Frank. Is the Creation Light Chip helping out other humans on other planets?
Okay, what's that again? I'm trying to see.
He's wondering, is the Creation Light Chip helping other people on other planets?
The Light Chip helping other people? I would probably say yes, but I'm only here, so I don't know about other locations, typically, unless I do battles there. And so far, I have not. But I am in more than one place at once, but I only have recall to this one here.
Next question. Are women more emotional than men? And if so, should they run the whole life emotional clearing more often?
Well, you want to get the update, which is the unlimited. And so, you know, what I mentioned to people is get the unlimited because you don't need to run your whole lifetime again, just from when you didn't do it last. So I would strictly, you know, do it, like I say, at least once a day. As far as what sex you are, it doesn't really make that much of a difference because you're all going to have situations happening, whether you know that or not. Remember, things can get activated in you even if you don't feel emotional. And then eventually, maybe the 50th one, you become emotional, but you have 49 other situations adding up and building up to that event. So I would always do it at least once a day, maybe in the evening. And if you have an event that triggers you, then do that. Again, it'll take you longer to log on to the website than to do the healing. So healing just takes probably about 10, 15 seconds to do. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, there are some things that came into Cielo's questions. It's hard to determine if they were meant for the radio programs. It's hard to determine if they're personal. So if you listeners really want something answered on the either of the programs you're listening to, it's very helpful to the co-host to be able to, at a glance, determine that in the subject line. If you could just put the date of the program you're going to be listening, or just put for whatever radio program you're going to be listening to, and that will enable your question to be answered if you wish it to be over the radio. But here's some that are in general that I think everybody could benefit from using. Maybe these were asked or answered earlier in another broadcast, but since it's Saturday night and a lot of people are listening, it'll be okay to repeat, I'm sure, Ron. But it's regarding the space-time clearing. And the question is, if those wanted to use the space-time clearing for timeline crashes that they did quite a while ago, would it still be usable and valid?
Yes, it would be. Uh-huh. So, yeah, if you need to do that, by all means, just do it on your path, as long as you have done, you know, your regular timeline crash, because it will not work unless you do a timeline crash for that situation. So if you did it couple years ago and you wanted to do a space-time crash now, then just go ahead and do it for that particular event, time, or whatever it would be for you. So let's do the finger exercise, everybody. It feels like people just are not in their body enough, or not here, or maybe out on timelines. So just see where your finger is here. So put your index finger up in the air, and we'll just see what's going on here. And we'll bring you back to center. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So hopefully you should be feeling a little better. So back to you, Kathy, and we'll go to the light shift probably in 10 minutes here.
Ron, some of the listeners said they've been trying to call BBS, and BBS, I'm not aware that the phone lines weren't working. If they aren't, could you let me know? Because some of the listeners are trying to get through and saying the recording saying that the number is not in service. So if you guys could just jump in here and let me know if the phone's working or not, so we can take
I'm
a call
not
or
sure.
two.
I'm going to have to check.
Okay. Okay, so BBS will check and then get back to us to see if the phone line is ringing. You could try calling again later, those who are interested in calling. And so let's see. Okay, Ron, so we're getting quite a few interested people for various rooms to see light beings. Some people are saying they would like to see the light beings, and wondering if eventually they ever will see the light beings. Is that more or less, Ron, an individual matter? Kind of hard to determine?
I have no way to typically answer that, if you're able to see them or not, or why, and why some people do and some don't. It's just what happens. So it doesn't mean that something's wrong with you because you can't see them. And the ones that do see them just, or sense their energies, just feel yourself very lucky. So I don't have an answer to why people do and why they don't. But, you know, that's just the way it is. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay. I think maybe we could explain how the healings work. For those who are going to the light ship, they need to request an area that they'd like to have healing, just one area. And they could just either point to it or say verbally that they would like a certain area to be looked at or healed by the light beams.
Okay, so what happens is that when you go to the light shift, you need to specify a particular clearing that you'd like to have. And it's a physical clearing with your body or a healing. And the light beams will work with you, and more than likely they will have it corrected. Like what Jesus said, your faith heals you. So it's not the faith of the light beams or the faith of your spirit. It could be how much spirit you have with you in your body. That can also affect it. But what is your belief system? What is your faith? And also, what is the faith of all of your millions of ancestors regarding mind energy and having a healing? And that's what you're up against, is that. So you may have a miraculous healing instantly, and otherwise, you know, you may have a little bit or you may have nothing. So it all depends on how much you've worked on yourself, how much the blockages are on you. Because remember, when you go to the light shift, they only work with you with the body without the densities. Now, when you come back here, you have an emotional body and a feeling body and you have a pain body. All these bodies are not cleared on the light shift because they were not put in to you and created by the light shift. The Earth Spirit did that for you to protect your body from the alien mind projections of negativity, psychic attacks, and everything else that the alien brought to humanity here. So the light shift is not concerned with that. That's the Earth Spirit's agenda. So when you come back here, you have that agenda with you, and those bodies wrap around you and may start to suffocate you again, and they may completely take away your healing. And that's the way it works. So the more you work on your bodies that you cannot see, these invisible bodies, then the better you are off on having a clearing. And again, some people may just have one instantly, you know, just because they have one. So I really can't say why or how these occur from some people. What I can say is that that's what happens. So the whole energy is with you and your spirit and your body and how much blockages you have. Now, if you're really young, let's say that you were a baby and you didn't get into mind energy, but you were able to communicate a healing, or maybe somebody else did that for you, then very possibly the baby could have a healing where an adult may not, with the same type of situation happening. So, back to you, Kathy. So you have to request a healing. You have to do it more than one time, because the light only works in the now. Just requesting it once during our maybe 10-minute session. When you go to a different room, they're not going to know what you want, but you will be talking to the light beams there on the light shift, communicating with them. But I do also like to have people communicate, either whispering out loud what their healing is down here, what they'd like to have. That sometimes can help during the process. But you are up there asking and requesting healing, and they're working with you. And it could be very possible that you may want to have your sore toe fixed, and they may find something else wrong, and you say, hey, forget the sore toe, you know, I'm having a problem over here in my body, which I never knew about, but you found it, so please work on that instead. And that's the way it works. So back to you, Kathy.
I just want to notify the listeners that BBS said that the phone lines seem to be working. If they'd like to call after we go to the light shift, we've gotten some requests now, Ron, and we can still take a few more, I think. And it's 7:25, so I think, you know, people are ready to go to the light shift if you are.
Okay, here we go, everybody. So let's go to the light shift, and you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. You must be listening live right now. And if you're not listening live, then you're going to feel the wonderful peace energy. And you can listen to what we're talking about. And maybe next week you'll be able to be live on the program to go there. So here we go. We're going up. You're going to feel yourself being out of time because source energy does not relate to time. Doesn't know what time is even. So you're going to be in the moment of source energy, which is in the now. Here we go. Moving up to the light ship. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And one of the requests is the giant trees. So that's very nice. So here's the tree energies. It looks like we have plenty of requests here, so that's it. So thank you, Kathy, for posting them for me. Here we go. So going into the tree room, request your healing. The trees are conscious, and they happen to take on an energy of giant trees, the spirit that's in them, and it will do healing on you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Next room we're going into... I want to go into where the deers are. So here's a deer energy, little fawns. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And then we have the penthouse with the stars. So here we go. So stars will do some healing on you. These are the real stars of light, not the ones that you see here in a hologram that change colors and blink and do different weird things and disappear at times. Maybe because the artist who's creating the stars forgot something. So here we go. Going into that room, the penthouse. So here comes the energy. Request your healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Next room we're going into is butterfly room. Here we go. Here comes this energy. They're very large. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And another location is the silver room. Aha. So here we go, everybody. We're bringing the silver energy. And we're also in the silver waterfall energy, so you may feel yourself cooling down and feeling like water being surrounding you. Here we go. Stronger, coming in. Silver room, silver energy. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And next room we're going into is the room with the ferns and the plants. And we'll also go into the larger room here that has the rainforest. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next room is where the dolphins are. So you have a choice here. We have blue dolphins, and we have white dolphins, and we have pink dolphins. So you can decide which room you want to go into. And we're going into those rooms right now. Here comes their energies. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. So, one more room, and it looks like we're going to be in where the sea turtles are. Here we go. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, and again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. here we'll go into the oxygen room. And here we go. Oh, here comes this energy. So stronger, stronger. I'm going to take a deep breath, inhale and exhale. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. I'll do one room for you, Kathy. Do you have a favorite that you want to go into?
I am partial to the ponies and horses.
Okay, going to this room here. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we're there now. And request your healing. And we're coming back from the light shift here. And we're coming back down. Here we come down. So, oh boy. A lot of energy there. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. There we go. So everybody, hope you enjoyed the light shift. Coming back here with your animals and pets, I mean. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Don't want to leave them up there. And back to you, Kathy.
I always enjoy reading the comments from people who went to the creation light shift with us and put down what they saw or felt. And so here goes a few of them. Some people felt extremely warm from the healing. Some people felt they were cooler in certain other areas. Another person saw the sea turtles and thought maybe they could ride on their backs, or maybe that was for the dolphins, and that the water was very different, very sparkly where the dolphins are. George says the oxygen really woke him up. Me too. And Michael O says he's feeling very peaceful with the energy on the light ship. Other people like the ponies and horses and the energy they have. Some people can see very large and vibrant colors. It's just so nice because some people don't really write on the fast chat until they go to the Creation Light Ship on these Saturday Night Live visits, because they're just so, I guess, inspired to write and share what they saw. And Ron did take us to quite a few areas, and so that was always a treat. It's just good to know how it feels and what kinds of light beings feel like, and that they are doing things to heal us even now, or out of time, because we could still be there in quarantine. So Francis says that they took his cat, and the cat loved it. And we're happy to be able to bring our pets, our houses, our gardens, plants, and animals. So that's always very inclusive. The Creation Light Ship takes our whole immediate surroundings. And RD says he or she felt their eyes watering a little bit. So there's a lot of physical healing, and that is what's so unusually wonderful about going to the Creation Light Ship on Saturday night with Ron. It is very healing for us, and I know I feel very peaceful, and my voice probably sounds different. So a couple of questions. Some people are wondering Ophelia, she's wondering if she's really totally back on Earth. Maybe she still feels the peace energy, Ron.
Yeah, she's back. Everybody's back. Nobody stays there. You are here.
Yeah, well, when people are new and they go, it's such a whole new different experience. They just need a little validation as to what happened? Did they really see what they saw? And is anything really this wonderful? And it's really great. And Janice said she saw white horses, and they're very wonderful. Wow.
That's great.
So thank
yeah,
you for that
wonderful.
Excursion, Ron, and for the oxygen. And I should mention that for those of us who really like to get that oxygen infusion, Ron has put a free clearing on the creationlightship.com website for alien oxygen codes. And what it's about is just to get a feel for having oxygen, alien oxygen cleared out. And there's different colors that you can sample. You can feel it. So people do feel this. They do enjoy that. And it is very healing, like as if we were going to the light ship. So that's something really wonderful that he does provide, as well as if you do want to get water and you can't go to the Wednesday afternoon teleconference, or if you can't go to the Creation Light Ship on the weekends, you can purchase for $1 light-activated water and have it be infused for whatever kind of water that you'd like. And there's a whole lot of choices. So I really like to suggest, if people haven't seen that particular healing, to really check it out. You don't even have to pay for it to check it out, what it all offers. Just click on the link that's on the left side of creationlightship.com, and you'll see all of the various choices that you can make for personal water activation. And from what I've been hearing over the many months that I've been listening to Ron now, these waters are very effective. They do work. They are very helpful, beneficial. And there's just nothing like it. For example, there's angelic joy drinking water. There's anxiety relief, body pain. Lots of times people will call Ron and they have a headache. So you can certainly order yourself some water. This is the best bottle of water you could buy. There's also facial misting water, or just for your skin misting water, that some people say when they get bug bites or acne, it really is very helpful. And anyway, a mouthwash too, mental clarity, skin beauty misting water. I don't know. I just think this is such a wonderful thing, and I've heard so many people describe the peaceful sleep drinking water as very effective. So maybe, Ron, before the program ends, we can do that again for everybody, since it'll be late on the East Coast and other parts of the world, and then they can have some peaceful sleeping water to enjoy tonight. So anyway, I just wanted everyone to take a chance and look at the water. There's another one for EMF radiation clearing. So that's really great, too, emergency first aid. It's so thorough. Just anyway, just for $1. And then also you can get more than just $1's worth as well. So anyway, Ron, over to you for whatever you'd like to add about the Creation Light Ship or the Divine Light Codes.
Well, when you go to the Light Ship, you have special things happening to you that you know nothing about, and I don't always know the information that's happening on the Light Ship for people, but we do have special codes that get put into you to help you do healing. So that's what happens on the Light Ship. What we'll do is a clearing here for people that may have, since it's Father's Day weekend, we'll do a clearing for abandonment. Maybe you have somebody that has passed on or something. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do one for a loss of somebody. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And we'll turn it back over to you, Kathy. We'll see how people are feeling for that. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thank you for that clearing for abandonment and loss. Before we move on, I just want to notify BBS that if you haven't gotten any calls, it's because people here are reporting that the phone lines aren't working to them, and perhaps they can't get through on because they have Skype. Okay, I heard that loud and clear. The Skype caller should call the regular line, not the Skype line, is what he just said. Thank you so much for clarifying that. Maybe none of us knew that. So please, Michael, and whoever else has Skype that is trying to call, just use the call in the regular phone line rather than the Skype number. So we would really welcome your call. And let's see, some people are saying, yes, they like to order the water. They order their own personal water. It's Ginger says it's inexpensive and very effective, and you can just order as you need it. So, you know, the listeners who've been on creationlightship.com have really have great things to say about all the different healings and clearings that Ron offers on the site. So getting the water samples is always nice. So, Ron, hopefully we can do a water sample sometime soon. How would that be for you? Would you mind offering some peaceful sleeping water?
I do those only on the calls that we have that are special. So, no. I don't want to do anything like that because the people need to come on the call to benefit for these special waters, okay? And, you know, you can go on to the website for a dollar and also probably do something like that and do that. So I'd rather not do that on the calls here anytime.
Okay. Well, it's true. It's only a dollar, and it's very worth it, and it's also included within the regular physical rejuvenation calls tomorrow, Sunday, and on Wednesday. And Ron does activate plenty of water. So if you are on those calls, have a lot of water, glasses of water ready to go. Okay, so let me look and see if there's any questions or comments here in the fast chat, Ron. I was looking at the website here. Okay, so the summer reminders for the new Earth transport to log in your healing. It's a good reminder because it's easy to forget that and to not do that. The new Earth transport is the website where we log in our online healing so we can store them in the vault, so to speak, for ascension time. We can take them with us. Oh, I think I heard a beep. So if so, maybe there's a caller. Go ahead, caller. Do you have a question for Ron?
Yes. Am I online? Okay, so I have a question about timeline, about crashing timelines. I've been trying to reach out to someone, and they're not responding. So may I use timeline crashes to, like, be on the same timeline with them so that we can talk? And can I put their name saying, like, okay, I'd like to crash all, you know, frustration or anger around contacting Sam? Would that be an appropriate way to use that?
Possibly. Normally the timeline is for an emotional situation, which is what you're having. So I don't know if you really need to put his name in or not, because you're just having an emotional situation. of connecting with somebody. And so it may be slightly better to put his name in or her name in, but really it's just frustration of connections that you're going to. So what that's going to do is take you off of timelines that you're unable to connect with people. Now, if they're on a timeline and they're not connecting to you and they choose to be that way, then you probably don't have any way you can get them to come to you. So the timeline is just strictly for you to solve your situation, your problem that you're having with yourself. So, you know, that's what it'll do. So what will happen is it should release you from your frustration of having the feeling of being frustrated with this person not connecting to you. And at that point, you know, they may never connect with you, possibly, because they may not want to, but it'll release your frustration. And that's what the timelines
okay.
are for, is either a physical event or, you know, the event of having, you know, emotional, physical problems. So either one of those is what it's designed for, but it may not bring that person into connection with you, and it may not get rid of any obstacles, because it's only for your emotional stability that it's going to release it from.
Okay, so then you understand the situation. So what's your suggestion? Because from what I hear through the grapevine, this person is being told, you know, erroneous things about me, and that's why they're being distant. So what can I do to, you know, to, I don't know, I can't, is there a suggestion that you have, maybe?
Do you have anything, Kathy, of what might help?
Okay, sorry, I didn't hear that last part of your question. It was a little fuzzy. Can you say it a little louder, please?
What suggestions do you have? Because I think this person is keeping distant because they're confused as they're getting some wrong information about me. They're getting conflicting information about me and my intentions. And that's part of the reasons why they're keeping some distance.
Okay, so for what I heard was it that some people, and you know, are getting the wrong intentions about you. There's a misunderstanding. Is that correct?
Based on what others are saying, yes.
And you want to know if you can clear that?
Yeah, like what can we? Is there something you can suggest?
Okay, I'm just trying to get clear because your voice is real, I mean, the transmission is really fuzzy, so it's hard for me to understand you. Maybe Ron can't hear you that well either, but...
Maybe the billboard clearing. That might work. Maybe.
Yeah.
Billboard.
To myself, the billboard clearing. Yeah, the connection is really fuzzy. You're right. Okay, a billboard clearing. Okay.
Yeah, and then there's also the effects of that feeling on you for the recurring event, problematic barcode removal. That works really well.
Yeah, I have to
billboard clearing.
I have to listen to the archives on that. I missed that show. So that was recurring events. Was that a BBS
yeah,
show or was that
really
the
great
other
for
station?
That.
Was that a BBS archive or another station?
No, another one. Last Wednesday.
Okay. I'll find it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's more than one way to tackle it, which is good.
yes, I thought so. That's why I asked the suggestions. Thank you guys so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thanks for calling.
Have a good
day. Thank you. Okay, so Ron, it's true. There's more than one way to tackle things, and some people are using the timeline crashing for different things too, which is also really a good way to do things as well. But briefly, Ron, since we have just a few minutes left, can you tell a little bit about how the the psychic billboard would help her in that particular situation, just the past, the present, and the future aspects of it?
Yeah, what you'd put in there is what's happening to you, because remember, you're transmitting that psychically to everybody. So, and it is possible that, we'll just say that the person, I think you said the name was like Charlie or something, or Sam. We'll just say Sam, okay? So it's possible that you see Sam's friend every day, and Sam's friend reads your billboard saying that you want to get a hold of him, but maybe that's what you want. Somebody else who may be, we'll say it's another woman, and then maybe this other woman wants to go out and date Sam, okay? And so right away, they know that you might be interested in Sam. I'm just giving you an example here. And so the other woman now put on your billboard that you don't like Sam and ever want to see him ever in your life. So your friend who's seeing you reads that and goes, oh, you know, that's not good. She doesn't want to see Sam, and so I'll just avoid this because that's what she's transmitting, and I don't want to hurt Sam's feelings because this is what you're transmitting. And now the aliens know that this is causing you situations and anxiety, so they're going to go along with that anyway and probably put the same thing on it. So right away, your individual situation of wanting to see Sam is out the window because you have like two against one and a lot more energy on it. So that's kind of the way it is. And so by doing the psychic billboard, very possibly it might open up some doorways. So let's do a clearing here for peace energy for everybody. And then what we'll do is we have the 8-hour call tomorrow. And we're going to be, I'll give away to the people on the call a special clearing to help them neutralize their money. We'll talk about that tomorrow, but that'll be included for 1 month if you're on the 8-hour call. So here we go. Bring in some peace energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And also, just thinking, besides the psychic billboard clearing, you may want to do, people courting. That could be on there too. Maybe the person's afraid to be courted by you, so they're running the other direction. And it could be also in your soul family. Maybe they're in the soul family that you have, and they don't want to see you either for some reason because that's the problem that you're dealing with. Maybe your soul family, even if they're not in your soul family, may not like the other person's soul family. So it gets to be very interesting. So I guess back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thank you, Ron, for the that answer. I hope that will help you, Lisa, and anyone else who is wanting to learn more about these healings that are offered on creationlightship.com. And we've got about maybe a minute left, Ron. So I was wondering if we could end with the mind to heart drop.
Hey, so here we go. This you should be doing daily all the time, everybody. So you want to command your spirit. If you don't command your spirit out loud to do this, then you're in the mental realm. And then you're just wasting your time because you're doing something that's not going to work for you in the light. False light, it will. So here we go. Command in your spirit to take your thoughts, drop them into your heart. Here we go. And I count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody, and our next program is on Monday, 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern on BBS. So we're on Station 1. So thank you, everybody. See you later.